This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. KERA has spent the last few months exploring the housing crunch in West Dallas, a neighborhood in the early stages of gentrification. As pricey restaurants and apartments go in, low-income residents, almost all of them Latino or Black, are being edged out. The series is called One Crisis Away, No Place to Go, and today a look at the role race plays. Claudia Aranda has a straightforward theory. Gentrification intensifies segregation.
That it's not just about discrimination and practices by housing providers, that it's also about where people are living today.
Aranda developed this theory working for the Urban Institute in Washington, D.C., and it's playing out in West Dallas right now. Most of the 300 families we've been following have left West Dallas, and very few have landed in racially diverse suburbs. Almost all of them have ended up in poor, minority-dominated neighborhoods like South Oak Cliff.
When we moved here, my husband's work truck was broken into, my son's car was broken into.
Over there in Oak Cliff, didn't want to, what I couldn't afford, but I had to.
That was John Anderson, and before him, Rosemary Guerra. They were lifetime residents of West Dallas up until a few months ago. When they were told they had to move because their homes weren't up to city code, they left. Both packed up their families and headed south to Oak Cliff. It wasn't a move they wanted to make. It was the only one they could afford. Researcher Claudia Aranda says it happens all the time.
And so when we talk about, well, what choice you have in housing, it's really a lack of a choice. It's what you are left with because of what you can afford.
When all the low-income families move in one direction, in Dallas that tends to be south or southeast, all the poverty gets clustered together.
We continue to see these concentrated areas of poverty that are also concentrated racially and ethnically.
And that kind of segregation comes with consequences. Aranda says one of them is earning potential.
In those regions, there tends to be greater income inequality, but also it has very real implications for people of particular ethnic and racial groups. So, for example, there tends to be lower median income, but particularly for African Americans, a lower per capita income.
Which is why Aranda says it's up to cities, counties, and states to fight for change.
Look at the entire jurisdiction, look at the entire region to determine where there are these racially and ethnically concentrated areas of poverty and to do something to address them.
One example would be giving incentives for developers to build affordable housing. Another would be policing zoning laws so there are desirable places to build. HMK Limited is the company that owns the homes in West Dallas that no longer meet city code. Co-owner Kresh Kresh explains why, in his view, a mix of incomes is essential to a healthy neighborhood.
If we don't start creating affordable housing products for our most vulnerable families, for the lowest income levels, then what kind of city are we really building? This will become a city of just, you know, high net worth individuals. No city can survive like that.
Kresh has sold several of the HMK homes he was renting out to the tenants themselves, and more are still trying to figure out a way to buy. Before he offered to sell, more than half his renters had already moved out. Kresh blames the building boom in West Dallas for segregating the city further.
Whenever Dallas needs to develop in a new direction, it's typically at the expense of low-income African-American Hispanic families. We'd have to move those families out in order for the high-end developments to come in.
Mayor Mike Rawlings says the challenge is to preserve West Dallas's rich culture and energy.
The fact that you can now go over to Trinity Groves and eat Moroccan food and go down the street to a lady I know and have tamales at her house and have one of the great African-American churches right down the road. That's the sort of city we need to be when it's all mixed together like that.
Still, for the people who've moved, there will never be a home like West Dallas. Just ask Rosemary Guerra.
Everybody knew everybody, and, you know, we all got along with each other. You know, we never locked our doors.
And experts say without opportunities for minority families living in poverty, it will be more and more people just like Guerra, bolting their doors in neighborhoods they don't recognize. Courtney Collins, KERA News.